Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking drones, Lieutenant Colonel retired Warren Bum Rapp, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Fred Locken and Joe Gild. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I'm one of them.
Yo también.
I'm one of over 300,000 Nevadans who rely on Social Security.
Social Security helps us pay the bills.
And enjoy the retirement that we've earned.
That's what makes Joe Hecht so dangerous.
His plan to privatize Social Security means billions in profits for Wall Street.
Risking retirement security on the stock market.
What if it crashes again?
Wall Street has given Joe Hecht over $500,000.
I wonder who he's working for.
Because it's not us.
AFSCME People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Lieutenant Colonel retired Warren Bum Rapp. He is Business Development Director for NASIC. We'll get to that in a moment, but I just want to give a little of your history. You retired from the Nevada Air National Guard after serving in the military for 26 years. Started off your career as a Marine pilot for 10 years, then switched to the Nevada Air Guard for the last 16 years. Flew helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft as an instructor in Navy Flight School, C-130s for the Nevada Air Guard, and finally, you were working on unmanned vehicles, or aircraft, I should say, at Creech Air Force Base in Southern Nevada. Tell me about Creech Air Force Base, because this is a gem that we have in Nevada that has been doing extraordinary work, and yet I think most people in the state have no idea that it exists.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say gym in Nevada. When you work out there every day, it's, you know, driving 45 minutes north of Las Vegas, it becomes less of a gym, and you're like, gosh, yeah, I wish it was closer. But it is a tremendous asset to really our country's defense. And you're right, most people don't know about it, and some of that purposefully. But it is a location where people are instructed and taught to fly the military drones, and then in addition to that, there are also combat missions that take place out of that base as
well. So it's actual real warfare, real-time warfare going on in Southern Nevada that's flying over Afghanistan, for example.
Wherever, yeah.
And it's not just the warfare, but I mean it's the surveillance, right?
Mostly so surveillance. You know, we talked that that's really the primary vision and or purpose mission of UAVs, or you know, what the military calls them, remotely piloted aircraft, is surveillance. So,
and people work an eight-hour shift, and they work under the circumstances of being at war with all the tensions that go along with war. And at the end of the day, they leave the office
home
and drive back to Las Vegas or wherever they're living. And
not an easy scenario.
I was going to say, that's got to be a pretty tough life.
Yeah, you know, and some people did better than others. It's just like any kind of stressful job. You know, police officers, They do the same thing every day. It's not war, but they're out there with that, you know, threat of somebody, you know, having to go to that realm of, you know, it could be your life or another person's life. So no different at Creech Air Force Base. You deal with those issues. And yes, you have to go home and realize, you know, you're not at war anymore. You're with your family. Turn the switch off and be a dad or a mom or, you know, whatever your capacity is.
Okay, so once you retire from those drones, are you then set up to go into the commercial world of drone piloting?
Yes, because a lot of the, you know, drones have been flown in Nevada since the 1940s, tested here and also in New Mexico. So Nevada has been a leader literally since day one, which, you know, Nevada was one of the six test sites. And they, you know, North Dakota and these other states hate it when we go to conferences and conventions, because they're like, oh, look what we've done in the last year or two. And we're like, we've been doing this for years and years and years. So once you leave the military, yeah, your skill sets and unmanned technologies absolutely transfer over.
Okay, so Congresswoman Titus announced just a week or so ago that the drone program in Nevada has been extended through 2020. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, it seems, in the industry are saying that's great because it's really, even though it's been around for a while, we're really just getting going here. Yeah. Can you explain that?
Well, you know, on the commercial sector, it is amazing all the applications and that are being done already within Nevada and outside of Nevada. And just to talk to you about the growth, so back 3 years ago, there was less than 20 businesses, commercial businesses in Nevada that were registered as official or unofficial drone companies. As of today, there's over 200.
Wow.
So you have about 1,000% increase just in the time from when the FAA started loosening some of its regulations and letting the applications go. But when you look at Nevada, it's poised to be a leader in UAVs. One, because we have the most flyable days in the United States.
Sure.
That's one thing that North Dakota and others, you know, can't compete with us, because you go there in the winter and good luck.
Right.
Nevada, we get a storm and it's gone the next day and it's flyable weather by that afternoon. Secondly, you look at the applications with mining and agriculture. Search and rescue. University of Nevada Reno was the first entity in the country to actually put on a search and rescue symposium last year, or actually it was this year in April. And basically what we taught the search and rescue folks is there's another means by which you can take a platform, an aerial platform, and go out and look for people or things that are missing. And they thought it was wonderful. We're doing it again next year. And we had about 100, and I think we're already, you know, have slated about 300 to 500 people will probably be at that.
Okay, where would drones come into play in mining, for example?
So what I tell people, it's not so much the drone, it's what you put on the drone. It's the payload. So in mining, they have technologies now called hyperspectral and multispectral cameras. And you can put these on drones, and they can go up, and they can actually give you a predictive model where some type of ore that you might be looking for. Why?
Really?
Because ores, surface and subsurface, emanate different types of wavelengths of light and also heat signatures. So if you have a certain amount of an ore that's, you know, a lot of it in a certain area, that can be actually picked up by cameras now. So in the old days when they would go around just digging for a place hoping, now we can give them a predictive model saying that, well, you know, that draw or that gorge might look good, but let's run some cameras over there and see if there are any these types of different types of wavelengths of light that will tell us that there's probably a likelihood that there is some of that under there.
Are companies like Barrick and Newmont taking advantage
of
this?
Yep, they already have their unmanned divisions.
They have their own divisions.
Mm-hmm. 3 years ago when I was the Northern Nevada test director for UAVs, actually 2 years ago, a little over two, I went out to Newmont Mines in Elko because somebody had said, oh, they're illegally using these things. And technically, by letter of the law, they were. But under today's standards, they were very much very safe in what they were doing. But they were actually using a Trimble product and going out and autonomously, they would program this. It would go out and take pictures of their mine and the pilings and other things that they have to look at, and also some of the environmental issues, and come back and land right in front of them. And I was shocked because I went out there, and if you've been to Newmont Mines in Elko, you know, it's not a fancy place when you go out there. It's in the desert. And and I thought, okay, what can this be like? And sure enough, this guy walks around with a suitcase and opens it up, and here's this $55,000 drone that they have been utilizing and very successfully.
Have they started drilling in any certain new areas that you're aware of?
I don't know. I haven't, you know, the technology there exists. I think most of what the mines have been using thus far have been more of the surveillance and being able to more accurately depict, you know, what they're actually bringing out of the ground and maybe some of the issues that go along with that, more along the high-definition cameras and things like that. The next realm, and that's what we do with the university, is we have people that are trained on the hyperspectral cameras, that are trained on the multispectral cameras. And that's really where the next step of drone usage is. It's not just that you have a drone, is what are you going to do with the data? what is your goal in flying over that farmer's field? Is just to give him some nice pictures, which anyone can do, or do you want to tell that farmer the health of his farm?
Right, where to water, where...
Yeah, because with thermal cameras and others, I can say, hey, Sam, your farm over here, you know, there's a higher heat signature because it's not getting water, and then once we surveyed it for a while, your drainage now is going in areas it shouldn't be going. We found that, you know, through a multispectral camera that shows, even after the fact, this is draining very quickly and not staying moist, and these areas are actually, you know... Much more, you know, moisture content in them.
Fascinating. Let's take a break more with Lieutenant Colonel Warren Bumrap when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel, retired Warren Bumrap, Business Development Director for NASIC. What is NASIC? Explain that briefly.
The Nevada Advanced Autonomous Systems Innovation Center. And we were stood up with a Knowledge Fund grant. And 3 years ago, when the state was selected as one of the six test sites, and the governor said, you know, I not only want to... test drones and be a leader in autonomous systems, but the university also followed suit. And President Johnson and Dr. Manos Margakis, who's the Dean of Engineering, they decided, you know, with this, we probably need to have the university stand up a center that would also exploit these technologies and use the resources that the university has to not only do research, but also to help those businesses grow within Nevada, utilizing our undergraduate and postdocs and others that we can provide to them, and interns and capstone projects and all those things that go along with it.
Are you also involved with DRI with any of their programs?
You know, we do collaborate with them. We've collaborated with them on some grant opportunities utilizing autonomous systems, not just drones, but robotics and other things. The biggest thing, obviously, DRI has been doing a lot of is climate research and cloud seeding. So we haven't worked directly with them as of an autonomous systems type project. But I know they are currently, you know, working unmanned systems with Drone America and some other companies helping with the cloud seeding efforts in Nevada.
Let me ask you this. It seems like the rest of the world has been way ahead of us in drone technology and utilizing it, especially in areas like going out and finding ships that have problems at sea or oil rigs that have some kind of danger. You don't have to send a man in there anymore. Why are we so far behind?
You know, it's not that technology-wise we're far behind. It's implementation. And the implementation was kind of delayed in the United States because we have the busiest airspace in the world.
Right.
So most other countries don't have all the general aviation assets that they've got to deconflict in order to have these go up. And also you look at the airliners and the other issues. So because of that, you know, the FAA had a big task in its hands when they said, hey, you know, figure out our system to incorporate these. And, you know, and I was not a fan of their first steps because they basically sat back and while, you know, didn't really communicate to folks that they were coming up with a plan, we were kind of stuck in limbo. We were a test site, but we couldn't really do a whole lot of flying. Well, since then, that's changed. And we've done a lot of flying in Nevada, and I think all the, not just the six test sites, But I think also publicly, there are, you know, after the Part 107 is released the end of August, is going to open up that door even more to the public and commercial usage without having to go through the just, you know, piles of paperwork that you had to go through to try to just get approved by the FAA to go do something.
In Northern Nevada, we have the Reno Tahoe Airport. Mm-hmm. We also have the Reno State Airport, and that's really where a lot of this development is going on, correct?
In the Reno area, yeah. But yeah. You also have Silver Springs. I just went out there. They're actually just stood up a flight school for UAVs. Kay Bennett, she's a wonderful lady. Right. If you've ever been out there and met Kay, she's lacking so much energy. And I say that jokingly. But her and Ronaldo have actually set up a flight school out there specifically for teaching people not only on the UAVs, but also teaching them about, you have to take a knowledge test that's coming up that's required now with the new Part 107. So you have to have an aeronautical knowledge test. There's a place here in Reno that's designated already that you can go take that. If you want more details, it's knowbeforeyoufly.org. And that'll give you all the steps that you need to do to actually fly your drones with the new regulations.
We've got about 15 seconds
okay.
here, but what's going on with Fallon at the Naval Air Station?
You know, Fallon's kind of a weird entity for us. Because it's so close to their actual training range, it becomes very difficult on the commercial side to implement a lot of the things that we want to. Agriculture in that area, it's spot on. There's actually companies already working UAVs for farmers and other things out there with the Department of Agriculture. The higher level stuff's very difficult in that area because of the airbase there and having to deconflict with the airspace. So,
okay, will you come back after the report is released in August?
Sure.
So we can update this because I got a lot more questions.
I bet you do.
Thank you so much for being here. We
Thanks,
appreciate
Sam.
It. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
What began as a vision grew to become a foundation of Nevada history. A place where gridiron greatness was born. Leaders became legends. An entire community rose up as one. Now, 50 years later, Mackey Stadium has been reborn, and the next chapter begins. Nevada Wolfpack Football. For season tickets, visit NevadaWolfpack.com or call 348-PACK.
Credit Karma? Why are you checking your credit score?
You don't want to drive old blue forever, do you?
Turn it off.
I did.
Credit Karma, huh?
Yeah, it's free.
That was easy.
Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Non-attorney spokesperson, attention women with ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use baby powder before your diagnosis,
call 1-800-444-3799.
You may be entitled to compensation. For decades, medical studies have linked long-term use of baby powder with ovarian cancer. If you or someone you love was diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using baby powder,
call 1-800-444-3799.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Professor of Political Science at Truckee Meadows Community College, Fred Locken, joins us, and the attorney, Joe Guild. Pleasure to have you both here.
Morning.
So it's been an interesting weekend as we tape this on Monday to start airing on Wednesday. Hillary Clinton had a short circuit, and Donald Trump is best friends with Russia. This presidential election just keeps getting stranger.
And stranger and stranger. The issue over the short circuit comment, I mean, when you're speaking in an impromptu fashion, as many of these candidates do, you sometimes regret the word choice. On the other hand, it's this like playground bully approach of name-calling that has dominated the Trump approach to campaigning that I think increasingly is just wearing thin. I mean, it's distorting. It lacks complete substance. And I think a lot of people are just starting to shake their heads at Donald Trump for doing this.
But isn't this endemic in the entire election process? And hasn't it been that way for a long time? We're just seeing the nadir of this now?
Well, it's been taken possibly to its extreme. There is always a little bit of that, I think, probably more than I'd like to see. But honestly, Sam, this is embarrassing for the Republic. This is I'm hard-pressed. We are at this taping starting to see the economic plan of Donald Trump. The man's been a candidate since last July, and this is the first, I suppose, attempt at true substance, which means it wasn't devised by him. And we will see what happens. But I'm thinking there is a growing skepticism about the fall campaign and about that candidacy. And I think the media has to do a better job of saying that this is not normal.
You know, to your point about isn't this the way it always is in politics, there was an editorial in the New York Times this past weekend, speaking of the weekend, which compared, I think the headline was Hillary's Fibs versus Donald's Lies. And some empiricism has actually been brought to bear on this, and it appears that in Trump, 71% of the time has told pretty big fibs. And an example is, I talked to Putin. Well, no, I didn't talk to Putin. Putin and I are good friends. Well, no, I've never talked to him. And Clinton has about 14% of the time stubbed her toe and not said something that was true, which, interestingly, is about the average for recent politics. So she's in the average, and he's way off in the extreme.
So we just had Gary Johnson on, mm-hmm. Who's heading up the Libertarian ticket, and a former Republican governor of New Mexico, of course. Do you think that he can be a spoiler, whether he gets to 15% or not and gets to the debate stage? And if so, who does he benefit? Who does he hurt?
Yeah, he could be a spoiler, but he has to get to that 15% and get on stage with those guys. And that's a big lift, it seems to me.
Because, he says he's at 12% right now.
Well, if that'd be great. And so would he be a spoiler? Absolutely. And I think he would take away from Trump.
He's a protest vote for Republicans that could not possibly vote for a Democrat. And he's the perfect candidate for Republicans in that regard. And, yes, a huge spoiler, especially if the election is close. We've seen it before. Many blame Ralph Nader for costing the 2000 election for Al Gore, and he didn't have anywhere near 12% of the vote. The other reality, however, is that we have this assumption because presidential races have been close in recent cycles that this one's going to be close. Even Hillary Clinton repeats that all the time. This could be a blowaway election. If the Trump campaign, which started to really unravel over the last 7 days, is not able to right that ship, and if it continues to make the blunders, if he continues to go off script, this actually will not be a close election in November.
Well, the other thing, too, is that I think you have to look at, which is the ground game. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is so important, actually getting the voters out.
Right.
And it doesn't appear that Donald Trump has any kind of organization like that. He barely has organization for the campaign itself.
It was pretty well known that during the primaries he had no ground game. And he's tried to pick it up a little bit. But in the meantime, during the primaries, Hillary Clinton was embedding people everywhere across the nation and solidifying the core groups that typically vote Democrat. And like Fred just said, I mean, I think the Republican Party, there are a lot of Republican voters who are looking for an alternative.
And so, if he wins, how does he govern? I mean, he has snubbed the Ryans and McCains of the party. The endorsement did not sound sincere.
But isn't this how it's supposed to work, which is that if one branch of government is not where it's supposed to be, that you have two other branches of government to balance this out?
Oh, precisely. But, I mean, he can't even start with his own legislature. He's not running for, you know, Trump candidates in House and Senate races. And the main party, the establishment, as he calls it, will just reject him. He is the consummate outsider who will not be able to govern.
Okay, but what does this do to the House and Senate races? Because this is where Republicans are really getting concerned.
They should. I think I was actually just having a conversation about even the U.S. Senate race. And, you know, the Heck campaign has just sort of dropped off the radar. I think that many of the Republican candidates are struggling to raise money. I think much of the money in the party, disgusted with Trump as the candidate, is just sitting on their wallet this time around. The enthusiasm factor is out the door. It creates an opportunity for the Democrats if they can seize on it. But the Republican Party especially is in a bad spot.
Do you think that the Democrats could take back the Senate, potentially, and perhaps even the House?
I do. Not the House, but it's pretty well known that the competitive Senate races are all Republicans. The Illinois Republican senator is an example. Kelly Ayoob in New Hampshire is another example where they could lose easily. And you don't see those guys trying to get on the stage with Donald Trump. So
it's going to be a fascinating less than 100 days. Thank you both very much. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
When you retain the law firm of Kilpatrick Bolentini, you become a client of our law firm.
And client is a word we take very, very seriously.
Every client is entitled to honest answers and respect.
Call us for a free consultation. We can really help.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.